When I came here, you know, it says economics of compassion. I thought that the main problem was going to be economic. But as I listened to the conversation and break down into the small groups, I realized that the key problem is a cultural problem, right? That we live in a self-indulgent, kind of narcissistic culture, and that before we actually transform our economic arrangements, we have to get our culture right. We have to work for cultural transformation. And that's a values and that's a views and values crisis. Okay, and this is one of the reasons why I think we do many of our kind of forums within religious context, because we're getting at a new way to conceive of ourselves as being human, a new way of seeing ourselves as living together, right? We're talking about, when Rob spoke first, he talked about kind of this anti-imperialist alternative community, one that's a contrast community in the midst of empire. So we're talking about a different set of values, one that goes against kind of consumer culture, right? And that's a different way of trying to talk about economic arrangements. And Miriam talked about a day of rest, the Sabbath, to be intentional about the world that we're trying to create. That again, to slow down, to rest. That's an internal perspective before we actually do this kind of external rush, 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 busy, 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 busy. So one of the things that's starting to strike me is that we need to look inward first before we look outward, and we need some mechanisms to get inside of ourselves to be more aware before we actually talk about the world that we deserve and we're trying to create. Okay? And when I look in scripture, especially Acts, I think it's 4:27 to 32, it gives us the model. It gives us a model of sharing our possessions and being one. They later call that socialism, but we could call that being faithful, right? That the earliest Christian communities were about sharing one's possessions and meeting community needs. And I think that's a good model. If you look at Acts, I think it's 4:27 to 35, for those who are interested. That could be a paradigm of the type of economics of compassion that we're all trying to create here. Thank you very much.